The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to welcome Alex Maselli, contributor to Morning Read. Thanks for joining us on Sports Interview.
Thanks, Annie. It's nice and warm down here in Florida, isn't it?
It really is. It's great to be in Florida. We are at Bay Hill, but boy, the big story is always outside the ropes, right? It's seemingly, more recently at least. And how surprised are you with Phil Mickelson's comments about the PGA Tour and the Saudi Golf League? I mean, the comments are pretty well documented by now.
Yeah, I'm surprised not. That's Phil Mickelson. To suggest he's arrogant, misinformed, I think most guys out here know that. And the ones that don't now know it. It's sad that he would have done what he had done. I think his biggest problem was is we all, as you know, inside the ropes, meaning us, were thinking, why would you even talk to somebody like Alan Shipnuck, to be honest with you? Alan's got such a reputation out here that most players wouldn't talk to him, and why Phil decided to give him a phone call and have that conversation, even if it was all off the record, we don't really understand.
Really? Okay. So you're saying you're surprised that he even made the phone call to Alan?
Yeah, I don't see it. What would be the reason. I mean, I know Alan's writing an unofficial book on Phil, and maybe Phil was hoping to find a way to kind of tamp down some of the stuff that's going to be in the book, which we understand is going to be is somewhat sensational, depending on what parts of the book you're looking at, between Phil's gambling issues and many different things. So, but why you would talk to Alan, who's got a reputation out here that's not very good, it doesn't make any sense. And as more filters through, I mean, Alan supposedly doesn't have a tape of the conversation he had with Phil. Alan was driving in his car when he talked to Phil. I mean, a lot of things that most journalists would, say that doesn't really meet the smell test. And I'm not suggesting that Phil didn't say the stuff. Just the question was how it came about. You know, is it a situation where Phil Mickelson said outright, I can't trust those, X guys? Or was it one of the things where Alan said to him, was suggested to him, what do you think about those X guys? And Phil said, yeah, you're right. They are bad. So there's many different things we don't know. And that's the unfortunate part. But, it never would have come to this if Phil had been smart enough to not talk to Alan. And clearly Phil was not smart enough.
Right. I mean, obviously, you don't know who to believe now because you're saying Alan did not tape the comments. How do you quote somebody word for word? And the comments were pretty extensive.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, I don't really know how. And I have not had a conversation with Alan, so I could be completely wrong. I'm willing to say that I could be completely wrong. But from everything I can gather, from everything I've talked to people and stuff like that, it's pretty clear that Alan probably crossed the line in a couple of places. And I'd be more than happy to interview Alan and ask him about these questions, just like I'd be more than happy to interview Phil and ask him why he did what he did. And then I think really the more major question is what is going on with Phil Mickelson? I mean, does Phil Mickelson really have a financial problem? I mean, most people keep talking about it and they keep alluding to it, but it's hard to believe that a guy that's made over $500 million a year, or rather in his career, has a financial problem. Of course, he may have a financial problem after all the sponsors he lost after this, but still, all in all, it's hard to believe that that could be the case.
Forbes magazine, I looked it up, said he earned $400 million, as you say. So it's just uncanny to me that he would need more money, but I guess the more money you have, the more money you need.
Well, that's true, as the FedEx truck drives by. I guess they're trying to bring Phil some cash. It's true. I don't know what he did or hasn't done. Obviously, gambling is a big problem for him, or has been a big problem for him. We kind of joke that how bad could you be at gambling to have lost as much money as he's lost? But, again, there's so many things we don't know about Phil Mickelson, and so everything we've talked about here is supposition. We just don't know. And part of that is because he's not been forthcoming.
Are you surprised with the fallout, the fact that he lost all these sponsors? Do you think his comments warranted that kind of action?
Well, first of all, let's just take KPMG, which is a big sponsor, who made what was it they made in 2020? They made $32 billion as a company. They have been fined since 2002. They've been either fined or assessed penalties of over $1 billion through many different things they have done wrong, including sexual harassment to 450 people that they were just found to be guilty of in federal court. I mean, they have a bad reputation. So would they say, hey, you know, Phil Mickelson, we have a problem with what you did? Well, they have to just look at their own house to see how many problems they've had. So, I mean, that's kind of a weird situation. Workday, yes, I understand that completely. An American software company, they just don't want to be associated with that. Amstel Light, well, I don't know what you say about Amstel Light. The American Express Tournament in Palm Springs, before this even happened, they had already decided to not have Phil involved with it. So that's when people say that, that was happening way before this.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't really know either. The weird thing was is Callaway putting a pause. I don't know what pause means. I mean, either you fish or cut bait with Phil if you're Callaway. They have a lifetime contract with Phil. But, I mean, if it's so egregious, then you get out. And if it's not that egregious, then you leave it in. It's one of the two. It's not I'm going to put a pause on. So I don't understand that. The ones that there are still about four of his sponsors that have not said anything, including Rolex. So it'll be interesting to see what happens eventually if these other sponsors who are – Rolex is not a lesser sponsor, but the other sponsors are lesser sponsors, see what they end up doing.
Big question is, where does Phil Mickelson go from here? I mean, he admitted to getting some lawyers and actually writing the operating agreement for the Saudi Golf League, if that's true, if that's the case. What happens with Phil Mickelson? What happens with the Saudi Golf League?
Well, I think with Phil Mickelson, I mean, let's be honest. What's wrong with him and three other supposedly players funding attorneys to go ahead and put together a plan for another golf league? I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, if they're sharing it with the tour, which it sounds like they were, they supposedly did share it with the tour if you read different people talking about it. But if they're sharing it with the tour, so what? The tour says yes, no, whatever. I don't have a huge problem with that. I mean, obviously Phil believes that his ideas are better than Jay Monahan's ideas, and clearly I don't think most players feel that way out here. So, you know, that's that. What happens to Phil in general, though? I mean, you know what? If you look at Tiger, after everything that happened to him, he never got his major sponsors back. And it's one of those things where if you create a rift between your sponsorship, that goes around all the corporate world, and they're like, you know what? Maybe we don't want to be involved with that guy anymore. Maybe we don't want to put our chips on him thinking he's going to be good and everything's going to be fine, and turns out that it's not.
Interesting you mentioned Tiger, because he rehabbed his image, his reputation, like unbelievably, night and day. When you think of Phil's legacy after, you know, he won the PGA Championship literally not even a year ago, last May, that magical win, and not even a year later, all this controversy and negativity has ensued. I mean, what's Phil's legacy going to be like now?
You know, I don't really know. I think what he did at the PGA was, you know, maybe one of the two or three best performances ever because of his age and against who he's playing against and everything else. I mean, it wasn't like Jack Nicklaus in 86 going at the Masters, because Jack knew Augusta National. That wasn't even a question. Phil's going to a venue that doesn't know anything about all these other guys that are there. I mean, just think of the field. It's really hard to believe that he could pull that off at over 50 years old. So he was one of the two or three best, you know, tournaments that you've ever seen. Yet, nobody's even talking about what he did at the PGA, and we don't even know when he's going to come back. I mean, we're assuming it'll be at the Masters, but we really don't know. So it'll be interesting to see. But Phil Mickelson is, I would say, fairly say that amongst the players out here now and amongst the media to a large extent is no longer relevant to us.
Wow. I mean, I was going to ask you, are you surprised? None of the players, very few of them, really supported him. They all, in fact, one said the public is finally realizing what we have always known about Phil.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate assessment of most of us out here. And, you know, you can't, you know, it's not like he's 25 and he's going to have to, he can rehab his image. He's 51, I think, or 52. It's not easy to rehab your image at 52.
When do you think we'll see him again?
Yeah, I think Augusta. I mean, I think he would do anything possible to be at Augusta. The problem is how does he deal with being at Augusta? I mean, even Augusta, how are they going to deal with us? Because we're going to want to ask a lot of questions that they don't want asked in a press conference or anywhere else. So it's going to be a difficult situation. But I think if Phil has his choice, he's going to be at Augusta National this year.
We both were at the Ryder Cup when Phil threw Tom Watson under the bus publicly at the press conference when the European team was supposed to be, you know, enjoying their win, right? We both were at the U.S. Open at Shinnecock when Phil ran after that and hit that rolling ball on the green, up the 13th green. And now this, I mean, that's why his comments don't really surprise me, but this behavior seems to be so, like, totally extreme that, you know, you have to wonder what's really going on.
Well, I think there's been issues with Phil for a while. It's just that they weren't being addressed, and they were probably swept to the side. But I think what you're saying now is it's something that maybe is something way beyond just his issues on golf. Maybe he has some other things that he needs to deal with. And he alluded to that to some extent in his statement. We don't know how much of that statement he even wrote. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he's got his own issues, like everybody has issues. And I don't know if they're mental health issues or what they are. But the bottom line is, you know, he needs to address them, and we're not sure when that'll ever happen.
Last question, Alex. It's Players Championship week. I got to ask you who you're picking.
Well, you know, I have to be honest with you. There's a lot of good players, but I think it's hard to not, if the way Rory's playing, I think he certainly would be a guy you'd look at. I'm pretty sure Bryson DeChambeau is not going to be at the Players Championship because of injury. So he would have been somebody I would have taken a look at. You know, there's a lot of young guys that are playing well. Brooks Koepka played well last week at Honda. There's a lot of young guys too. So it's a crapshoot, really. But I think you have to start with Rory and work on your way down.
Thanks so much, Alex Miceli. Always a pleasure to catch up with you.
Thanks, Annie.
The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast was brought to you by Ivy Cole Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive IceVille cooling technology along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit IBKOL.com to learn more.